It's 44 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guests today are Lance Howell, the director of the musical MAME, opening at Thalian Hall next week. We also have Jamie Schraff playing the title role in the musical. Thank you both so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Gina.
Thank you for having us, Gina.
Now, the show opens on Thursday, December 10th. That's next Thursday. And it plays through December 20th. Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and showtimes are 7:30 on Thursdays through Saturdays, 3 o'clock matinees on Sundays. You can find out more at thalian.org. Lance, director, it's so nice to have you here in the studio. Give us an overview of the plot. This is the basic plot outline of MAME, the musical, for people who've never heard of it, who haven't read the book, who've never seen the films, etc. What is it about?
Oh, it's a great story. It opens with MAME Dennis entertaining a bevy of eccentric friends, people who basically a great slice of life, only to be interrupted by a nanny and a child who turn up unexpectedly. Her nephew, her brother and sister-in-law have been killed tragically, and she has just inherited her nephew to raise, which she takes on brilliantly. And we watch her lose everything in the stock market crash. We watch her build it back, and she goes through the same problems everybody else does. She triumphs, and we watch her mold Patrick into a very respectable gentleman. And it's just a beautiful story. There's full of hope, full of love, and it's a triumphant story of maternal instinct.
Mm-hmm. So it's a story that is 60 years old. That's when the book was written.
Correct.
And the musical is having its 50th anniversary next year. So it's really exciting. But it's been popular. I know as a child, it was one of the favorite movies that was watched all the time in my house. And there were two movies made, the Anne Russell and the Lucille Ball. Right.
Yes, there was.
Rosalind Russell.
Yes, Rosalind Russell. That was Auntie MAME, and that's the non-musical. And mm-hmm. Lucille Ball is the musical version,
right?
And it's the same that we're doing.
How has this story continued to capture the imagination of audiences, you think, over all these years?
Oh well, just to watch the innocence of a child and to watch her mold this child. She has a wonderful philosophy of life that she expresses continuously, and she imparts that wisdom with everyone. And it's live. Life is a banquet. And half the poor SOBs, excuse me, are starving to death is what she says. And she believes that, and she lives that wholeheartedly. She's mm-hmm. not just coasting through life. She is engaged, right. 100%.
And here we have Jamie Schraff, who is playing the title role, who's playing MAME. And she also says that this character is such an inspiration. And perhaps it is the power of that personality that has kept the story so so popular. Now, it is about losing a lot of money and about MAME having to try to learn some skills suddenly, which I think is quite now.
Mm-hmm.
Not just now, but for the past 10 years and potentially for a long time to come. Folks, having to change jobs a lot more than it used to be in the past and trying to recover after a financial loss. But her personality is what inspires you. Jamie, tell us about how you like this lady, MAME.
Oh, MAME is such an inspiration for all of us. Playing her over the last few months and going into our show reminds me every day to be both optimistic, but not Pollyannic optimistic, scrappy optimistic. Tough situations will befall us. Anyone who's been watching the news ever knows that it's easy to get down and to really feel some terrible things that are going on around you. And that happened in MAME's world. She wasn't just floating around. Some stuff was going down. Real injustices that she saw and wanted to make right. And the wonderful thing about playing her is I'm reminded daily to face those head on, any obstacles that we come across, and look for solutions, dig for solutions, find joy in every day in whatever you have, whether you're penniless or whether you're rich, whether you're scared or whether you're happy. There is joy to be found in this world, especially by surrounding yourself with people who are there to be an asset to your life and to bring you joy and love.
Mm. So she actually can find ways to make meaning even when she has no money, which, I mean, it seems like a no-brainer. But for someone, she was quite wealthy.
She was, and then she lost it all in the stock market. And that is one of the plot lines in our show. And the way that MAME handles it is not to fall apart. She goes out and makes the best of the pittance that she has.
And she actually surrounds herself with an incredible support team. She has these wonderful friends and these people who are dependent on her, but she gets so much from them in return that they're this ragtag little team of her housekeeper, her nanny, her nephew, her best friend, Vera Charles, played by Penny Cohut, of course. And these people are always the constants in her life. And I think that's something to take away as well, is that friendships will always be there. The problems won't.
Right. Folks, we're talking about MAME that opens next Thursday at Thalian Hall. This is Lance Howell, who's the director, and Jamie Schraff, who is playing the title role, talking about the story and the meaning that it has, even nowadays, even after 60 years since the book was first published. You can find out more at thalian.org, and the show is playing on the main stage in Thalian Hall. Now, in terms of other characters, one important thing, of course, is the love of her life, or a great love that she has. And we know that Bob Workman, who works here at WHQR, he's playing that role, Beauregard.
Beauregard Jackson Pickett Burnside.
And that is such a great character.
Yes.
Tell us about how that's going.
Oh, you know, Bob is such a pleasure. He really understands the humility that Beauregard possessed, as well as assuming the stature that a man of his means had in that time. And it's so easy to love Bob and so easy to love Beau as an actor and as a character.
Right. That's wonderful. Any last thoughts about the story that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Just remember the holidays as you come and enjoy the theater. We are so happy to present this. And once again, like we said, this is something that will remind you to walk away with hope, with peace. Come and have fun with us.
Yeah, and that may be the staying power. And it is based on a true story written by the young Patrick.
Correct.
And so find out more at thalian.org. MAME, the musical, opening next week at Thalian Hall. The State of Things is right now on 91.3. And here on Classical HQR, it's As You Like It. We've got requests to play. It's 12:06.